And that time, the cattle used to chew clothes. And milk cow, they chew your clothes right now. When we look, them cows, you talk about it. Half of us had to go to the yard naked, that was it. Go back! Go back! Ah, that is for Roscoe. So you see what y'all done? He had to go on the next baby. I'm going to get home. I said, pass through that grass there. Go from the back. But when he got there, his mother come. So Roscoe, where you been? Well, mama, we all pull off our clothes to go swimming. The cow head off. But he didn't need to throw it up. You know, walking and going. I said, now you know that's the difference. I was sending that to a white boy. You mean him? I said, Ralph. I said, you remember when he went back there swimming that body and them cow got over to our crew? He said, you know, that was something. And that we didn't have no more left there. He had to go to the house. And we left that barrier. Every time I passed, I look at that barrier. I said, Lord, that barrier been there for some time. Yummy. And then they had old mule on that place called Lion. And that man wouldn't go on that mule. Every 12 o'clock when Lion get out of his stall, he go in the middle of that barrier. So the people got to go to work at 1 o'clock. Y'all ain't see that big-headed mule? Somebody said, look at that mule in the middle of that barrier. You got to go there and bump shell that mule there for about an hour before you get out of that barrier. Everybody in the field. I said, now you know that. It's just war that like for that mule. You throw a brick at that mule, he kick it back, maybe break your neck if you don't watch out, he hit you with that brick. If you throw that brick, he kick back. Take a key off a door. You know them long key they used to put on them house? Yeah. You put that mule, come there and put his mouth there and get that key out there. And now you get that shit. My auntie was there. Call herself shelling rice. You never seen that. It's a block. It's made.
Yeah, and you beat.
Yeah, you beat it. You got a hand, some kind of thing that you hit. That mule came down and started kicking and pawing around my auntie away from that. And it all the rice, they got a fold. Just everywhere they choked, that mule just kicking and going all around that up all the rest. My mama said, Jesus Christ Almighty, what are they going to do with this old mule? But I'm telling you, you don't know. I think about them things. Sometimes I be setting up in that thing about all them food. I just laughed at myself. You know, that's the devil.
What kind of disposition did that mule have?
And we get that mule under the bridle, just a good mule that ever walked. The minute you turn him loose, you can't do nothing. They had to put a tuba. What is it? Tuba 12 on the back of his stall while he was kicking every night. As long as he eating, he kicking. Knock every boat off that stable. That could kill my papa one day. Hit that boat, and boat like kill my papa. That's why they put them big tuba podium. Tuba 6, tuba 12, 12 foot long for the whole stable on the back end. When he kicked, when he hit that big heavy, couldn't do nothing with that. But a boat, a small boat like that? Sure, lying. Good pulling mule though.
Yeah.
But that mule had a good way. That's my brother got on that mule, and my brother spoiled that mule. He turned around and took my brother off his back with his teeth. And if my brother hadn't fell on that wine fence, he would have killed him. Part of the devil out. You know? I said, now you got to fool around with that old mule. I said, now you know that's something. But he was a good mule.
Well, now you had, what did you put in, would you ever put anything in a nest of a chicken?
Put something in a chicken nest?
Get them to lay?
Yeah, I put a whole egg in there, or egg, that's all I put, nothing else we put in it.
Yeah, did you ever see it made out of, what were they made out of?